Welcome to a special edition of Fielding Questions. My name is Adam Albrick with Egg Country Farm Credit Services, and today we're going to learn more about a potential merger between Egg Country and Farm Credit Services of North Dakota. We know that members of each association have questions, which is why we're speaking with Egg Country Board Chair Ed Hegland and Egg Country Board Member Dale Zaradka, who also chairs the merger committee. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay, let's start off by exploring how this merger idea came to be. Ed, would you please share with us how these associations first came together?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Historically, Farm Credit Services of North Dakota and Egg Country have worked together closely on a number of issues and in a number of ways, including our CFG program and our legislative activities in North Dakota. So we've had great working relationships over the years. And just short of a year ago, their chairman reached out to me and wanted to explore ways that we could maybe work together a little more closely. And in a few phone calls with him, things just kind of progressed where we decided we would put a merger committee together. So we took four board members from each board and began meeting last January. And one of the very first meetings, actually it was the very first meeting, it was really exciting that the cultures, the customer first mentality, what's best for the association, those type of things came out loud and clear. And so we continued to meet, and in July of this past summer, both boards took action to approve a proposal of the merger. We went through a large due diligence process, you know, working through all the details, you know, on paper and up front and in person. It looked great, but we needed to dive a little deeper and make sure the synergies and the thoughts were all there, that we were going to be able to work together and that we would wanted to pursue this. And then, as I said, in July, the boards took action to approve the merger upon the approval of AgriBank and the approval of the Farm Credit Administration, our regulator. And that leads us to this time where the most important people to vote on it are the stockholders. And that is happening now. The voting process is going on right now. So that was kind of the genesis of this whole process.
All right. So a merger between two cooperatives is really a board-driven decision. Dale, once each board agreed to explore a merger, could you walk us through the due diligence process? How in-depth did you go, and how important was this discovery phase?
So the due diligence in regards, once the boards met and decided, hey, there are enough synergies here and our mission and vision statements are very similar, that we feel that there's enough information out there that will make this a better association if we merge the two. So we do go through the due diligence, and the due diligence is very intensive look into the financials of both associations. So each association looks at the other and looks at their financials and goes through their whole book and all the loans and everything to make sure that everything is what it is on paper. And again, that's quite an extensive look into it. So once that was done and we did that, and there wasn't anything that was relevant as changes or differences from what the annual statements looked like. So once we go forward with that, we go back to the full boards, and the full boards meet and have discussion in regards to what is this merger going to look like. You know, some of that is in regards to what is the board size going to be and different things that go into that, you know, how those different areas of the association, what do they bring towards the final goal. So we did that. And then to Ed's comments, after the board approves, or both boards approve that they want to go forward, then we send it on to AgriBank, our wholesale bank, for their approval. And then FCA, which is our governing body, Farm Credit Administration. And so when the FCA looks at it, they're kind of the last to, I'll say, approve of the merger. And so that just happened here right on the 1st of November. And they approved that. And so we are going forward for a January 1 merger date. And so that's why the election is happening now.
All right. So one of the neat things about being a cooperative is how democratic the process is. Shareholders of each association get a vote, and that's kind of where we are here today. So, Ed, what does the voting process all entail?
Well, you're right. That is absolutely the most important part. You know, we as boards and our Ag Country board directors, we went through this thoroughly and unanimously approved it. But it comes down to our shareholders. That's what we are all about. That's why we are an entity, is to serve our members. The process, we've sent out the ballots both electronically, if email addresses are in, if we have email addresses of members, otherwise by mail, and those can be filled out. It's a pretty easy process. What you're doing basically is, if you're not going to be there in person in Fargo on November 18th, you are sending a proxy ballot, which means that myself or our vice chair, Greg Sabalik, would be casting a ballot on your behalf, either in favor or opposed to this merger. And, it's very important that we get as many votes, regardless of how you vote. Please vote, because that's the importance of your ownership in this cooperative.
And so, Dale, anything to add to that at all?
I would echo off of Ed's comments and have people remember that this is their cooperative, and that voting voice is their right, and it's important. And we as directors really think that's important, that people vote, and it gives us information in regards to how to be better governance of your association when your voice is out there.
Okay, so both of you have been a part of previous mergers between Farm Credit Associations. Dale, what has your personal experience been like throughout that time?
Sure. I think, and I've been through two mergers now. I came from the Grand Forks Association, which was the Northern Red River Valley, and merged into Ag Country, and then been a part of the United merger as an Ag Country board member. And I think early on in some of these mergers, it's hard to kind of comprehend some of the advantages that take place in these mergers, and seeing all of the great things that come from these mergers, the size and the scale of a larger association, they just create so many more opportunities to lend risk. There are just so many things that we in governance are looking at Ag Country. And I know these mergers, they didn't add the percent of growth. It was more than that. They help us in our technology, and they help us in spreading those costs over a larger area. And it's I think we would agree that it's a lot bigger than one and one equals two.
And so, Ed, you were on the board of United FCS before merging with Ag Country. Could you share your merger experience coming from a smaller association?
Yes, it was. It was a little alarming or concerning, because you feel like you're going to lose your identity a little bit when you have a United FCS name and a headquarters in a different location. But when we started looking at the benefits, the economies of scale and synergies, the portfolio diversification because of both products, commodities, and geography, started looking at the human capital that we could benefit from, two associations coming together. We went through numbers in our previous merger, and they looked very good, but boy, were they conservative numbers. The synergies that we got out of that were way above what was predicted, and that's why we're able to do some things with patronage and with some other programs. And so just see the benefit of that merger and how, looking forward to this potential merger, I think we'll have the same benefits, if not even better than what we've laid out.
And so the official vote date is November 18th. Ed, you shared a little bit about the timeline potentially after an approval of a merger vote, if shareholders were to approve it. But again, what does that timeline look like going forward if shareholders do in fact approve this merger?
Well, then we move on to the, more work being done, to make sure things pull together. The FCA must give us final approval. If this were to, the November 18th vote were to be a positive vote to move forward, Farm Credit Administration gives the final approval yet in December, and January 1st, 2022 would be the effective merger date. So it comes real quickly, but so much of that groundwork has been laid already that just waiting on this shareholder vote, customer vote, and then the steps go from there very quickly.
And Dale, where can members of Ag Country or Farm Credit Services of North Dakota go to find out more information about this potential merger?
Customers of Ag Country and of Farm Credit Services of North Dakota have received a mail packet, and that is the merger packet and the financials. And so within that is all of the information that is out there. You can also contact your association directors. Those names are on Ag Country's website. You can also get in contact with our CEO, Mark Nisley. And if those don't work for you, you can always stop in your local branch and they have information and they can help you answer a few questions also.
Okay, so is there anything else you would like to share with members listening along? Ed, we'll start with you.
Just make sure you take your shareholder position seriously and vote for the governance of your association. I think it's very important that we take ownership in things that we are part of, and just encourage everybody to send in either an electronic or vote by mail, or if able, to be there in person on November 18th, and look forward to see how this plays out.
And Dale, how about you? Is there anything that you would like listeners to know?
I would just like everybody to know that as a full board of Ag Country, it is our fiduciary duty to look at mergers and strategic moves. And we felt very, very comfortable that this was a strategic move that would create more value for our customers and add services and have a larger footprint that both geographically diversification and commodity diversification that would expand Ag Country. And we think very highly of it. This passed unanimously amongst the board, and everybody was really excited about having this happen. And I'm with Ed that please use your right to vote in your local cooperative and send that ballot back in or do it electronically, but please be a part of that voting process. And thanks for your consideration and moving this your association forward.
Well, I want to thank both of you very much for spending some time and speaking with us today. That is Ag Country Board Chair Ed Hegland and Ag Country Board Member Dale Zarodka, who chairs the merger committee. If you have any questions about financial topics, we would love to hear from you. You can send Ag Country a message on Facebook, tweet at us on Twitter, or submit your questions using our website at agcountry.com.